1290 and News 95.7 WHIO is proud to bring you the Rick Chamberlain Show, presented by Bud Light, live from Milano's Pizza, Subs, and Taps. Creating delicious memories since 1969 on Brown Street near the University of Dayton campus. The Rick Chamberlain Show is brought to you by Bud Light. Here's to the beer you can always count on. Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. Learn more at premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Flyer Spirit, the university-owned student-staff destination for authentic Dayton Flyers gear. Hashtag Flyer Spirit. And by University of Dayton Athletics, combining student athletes and fans of championship caliber. Now, here's the voice of the Flyers, Larry Hanskin, and University of Dayton football coach, Rick Chamberlain.
What I think happened, Larry, because after that, after the first two drives, all at once everything kind of worked for us there. And it wasn't that we changed schemes or anything. You practice all week versus that offense. Your scouts run it. And our scouts did an outstanding job of running that option and all the different looks they give you. But it's not the same as the game speed. And I've seen it before. Your first couple series, it takes you a bit to get into the timing of that offense and moving where you should be. And I think that's what happened to us on Saturday. But once our guys got settled in to their assignments, we played pretty well then after that.
From a defensive standpoint, so it wasn't really a matter of adjustments. Was it just get the job done?
Get the job done. That's it. David can, you'll talk to him here in a little bit, and he can tell you that. We didn't make any type of adjustments. It was just that idea of getting a feel for them and seeing the actual live blocking schemes that they were giving us. Because, again, our scouts did a great job, but that's a hard offense to simulate. And so after a few reps there, unfortunately, it cost us two touchdowns. We got things going, and the guys really fell into place then.
Offensively, you ran five plays in the first quarter. Five plays. That was that was it. And really, the disparity at halftime was dramatic in the number of plays run, time of possession. I think it was like, 22 minutes for Davidson, 8 minutes for the Flyers. But then the third quarter, you come out with 180 yards of offense in the third quarter. They had 14.
And I was just glad, and I thought our offense could move the ball on them different ways, running, passing, and all that. But that offense is a ball control offense. And as I said, they would go for it on fourth down, in which we got them there in the second quarter when they went for it, and it cost them because it gave us great field position then, which led to our first touchdown there. But our offense just did not have the ball much in that first half there. And I knew once we could get the ball into their hands, let them do their drives, their ball control type of plays, we would be okay, and that's what happened in the third quarter.
You mentioned going for it on fourth down. In the first quarter, they went on fourth and one at their own 25 in the first quarter of the game.
Yes.
They got it.
Yep.
But then in the second quarter, fourth down, their own 38, didn't get it. You took advantage of the short field and pushed it in for a touchdown. Do you feel like that influence their decisions on fourth down in the second half.
It did. It definitely did, because they never went for it on fourth down again the whole game. And I think part of it was they never really got into that situation where they were fourth and one or fourth and two. Fourth downs for them were like three, four, or even longer situations for them. And they just didn't feel that comfortable then to go for it.
All right. As we mentioned, we've got two of the student-athletes, Adam Trautman and David Leisring, with us. And we'll get into the Davidson game as well as the game coming up this week against Marist on the road. But we'll do the usual. And these guys have been through it before, but for the sake of our listeners, we'll do it again and find out more about these guys initially. And then we'll start with David Leisring, a senior from Cincinnati, St. Xavier High School. Tell us about your background. What brought you to the University of Dayton?
Sure. So growing up in Cincinnati, playing for Coach Steve Speck down in St. Xavier, what I was looking for in a college and what brought me to Dayton was the balance, really. That's the kind of my key word there, the balance. So in terms of academics, athletics, and you know, just a social aspect as well, you know, I was comfortable with the people here, knew there were great people here, but at the same time I wanted to compete and grow as a leader and grow as a football player and grow as a student. So I mean, all those boxes were checked for me, and so that's what brought me here.
Adam Trautman from Williamsburg, Michigan. And your high school program might have been the antithesis of what David experienced at Cincinnati St. Xavier. I'm not throwing a rock at your high school program, but just the size of it, you know, the number of players involved. Tell us about your background. What brought you to UD?
Yeah, so my high school, 380 kids. So
he probably had that many in his senior class playing football.
Yeah, exactly. My junior year, we had 18 kids on our varsity. So, I mean, it was ridiculous. But just like David, the balance socially, academically, and football-wise was huge. And there are a lot of schools like that, but what separated is the winning tradition. I wanted to win, and championships is the regular and expected at University of Dayton in our football program. So that was huge for me. And then just getting around the guys, visits, coaches. Always one of the best coach teams in the PFL, if not the best coached. And you know that you're going to get your, per se, money's worth when you come here to learn the game of football. So
let's talk about that a little bit. The difference between being a college football player, participating, versus being a part of something that's trying to make something happen. How different is that?
Well, it's a lot different. So expectations are different. The way you're coached is different. And then that kind of just rubs off into your own personality and your own drive. It makes you want to be great and do great things. And it makes you really want to play for the guys next to you. And that's why we have always been so dominant and successful. That's what I think. So,
David, I look at your high school background, and I've always been amazed at St. Xavier High School in Cincinnati. In that, okay, how many senior football players in your class? Ballpark. Just give me a ballpark.
60.
60. Okay. All right. So 60 seniors in your class. How many of those guys were out on the field seeing snaps every game?
Anywhere from 10 to 15.
Okay. So you've got 40 guys who had to show up in July,
right?
2-a-days, 3-a-days, 4-a-days, whatever, for all that time, and yet they saw it through the end.
Right.
What is it that they got out of it as much as that you got out of it that made them want to be football players?
I think that's a really good point. What my coaches has preached, and you know, I can kind of echo this, is you may not like football on a day-to-day basis. It can be really tough, especially if you're a third or fourth string at a, you know, program, even, you know, with you know, a winning tradition like my high school. But the experiences, the intangibles, the memories, and the friendships that you get out of that is you can't really put a price tag, or you can't really put a value on those types of things. So I think what it does for the individual in their personal life, or in their camaraderie with their teammates, when they do win, you know, they play an equal part in lifting up that trophy, or lifting, you know, whatever accomplishment the team may have. So I'd say those intangibles.
All right. We're gonna learn a lot more about both David and Adam as we continue. And then we look back at that PFL opening win over Davidson, plus a look ahead towards this week on the road at Marist. It's all coming up as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We're live at Milano's here on Brown Street.
Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. Springfield cops searching for a man they say has medical issues. Deputy AG Rod Rosenstein will not be getting fired today after all, as he's set to meet with the president on Thursday. And Brett Kavanaugh's accuser writes to the Senate Judiciary Committee saying she will testify before them on Thursday. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Jonah Adi, WHIO Continuing News.
Premier Health is proud to be the official healthcare provider for UD Athletics. As the official sports medicine provider for 42 area schools, we treat more student athletes than anyone else in the region. From injury prevention, treatment, and sports performance, our team of board-certified sports medicine and orthopedic physicians, athletic trainers, and rehabilitation specialists offer a comprehensive program focused on the goals of each athlete. To learn more or to find a Premier Health sports medicine specialist, visit premierhealth.com/sportsmed. Premier Health, taking care to a higher level.
People join Walk MS to raise awareness and funds that change the world for everyone affected by multiple sclerosis. MS attacks the brain and spinal cord. It's the most common neurological disease, leading to disability in young adults. Walk MS brings communities together, creating teams with friends, loved ones, and coworkers to rally around those we care about and end MS forever. Join us. Together we are stronger. Walk MS fundraising accelerates research breakthroughs and life-changing breakthroughs. It will take all of our passion, determination, and fundraising to end MS forever. Together, we can change the world for people with MS. Join us. Register today, start a team, and raise funds at walkms.org.
Did you know that in Dayton there is a financial and strategic advisory firm that provides both advice and execution for their clients? It's true, and they're in their second decade of serving the Miami Valley. They are MLA Companies, and you can find out more about them at mlacompanies.com or by calling 937-222-3622. Make sure to ask about their trademark value implementation process. MLA Companies. Financial wisdom. Transformative action. Trusted advisors.
Cloudy skies, still occasional showers around, tapering off briefly, but by morning there could be a few thunderstorms. 67 are low. Showers and thunderstorms on and off during the day Tuesday. One or two could be strong late in the day into the evening. A high of 77. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, AM 1290 at News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Back here at Milano's, back with the head coach of the Dayton Flyers, Rick Chamberlain, here as Dayton is now 2-2, but more important than that, I mean really more important than that, 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League with a 42-21 win over Davidson in the league opener on Saturday on the road at Marist this coming Saturday. We'll talk more about that coming up. We are joined by senior safety David Leisring out of Cincinnati, as well as sophomore tight end Adam Troutman out of Williamsburg, Michigan. And two guys that played a big role in that 42-21 win over Davidson in the opener on Saturday. You know, we're four games into the season, Coach, and, you know, from an outsider, I'm still trying to kind of get a feel for what this team is all about. Mm-hmm. And maybe you and your staff are to a certain extent. But the one thing that has impressed me so far through four games wins and losses, mm-hmm. and the chance for even more wins, poise. This is a team that plays with poise.
They do, Larry. And that's one of the expectations of our football program each and every year. We go into games, we want to make sure that we're confident in what we're doing, but if things don't go our way, that we don't go all helter-skelter, that we remain calm, we remain focused, and this team has proven that, especially the last two games. There with the Duquesne game last week, in which we got behind early, a big deficit, but hung in there and made a game of it and actually had a chance to win it late in the game. And then this week, getting down so quickly, 14 points there. A lot of teams, I think, would have panicked and really started trying to do things that they couldn't do and not stay within the game plan. But our players never do that. And I think that's part of the maturity of the young men that we have in our program, Larry. We got a bunch of young men like David and Mike Adam here that they're good football players, but they're very good, mature young men. They can handle and hold themselves very, very comfortably there. And as a coach, you like that because you know you can count on them there to keep that poise.
Kind of a good news, bad news situation on Saturday. Good news was you had a great crowd. You had the Parents Weekend people were there. But in that first quarter, you only run five offensive plays. You're down 14 to nothing. And they were a big, really quiet crowd. But, you know, I almost sense your players were turning around looking in the stands saying, what's wrong with you? What?
Right.
We're fine.
We're going to be okay. Just hang in there with us. And fortunately, a number of them did hang in there with us. And they got to see some exciting football after that, both on the offense and on the defense. Some of the plays that were made there in that second quarter and then especially that second half. I thought it was a really exciting game, Larry. I really did. I thought there were some outstanding plays made on both sides of the ball that if I was a spectator – that would have got me excited.
Well, some plays made by David Leistring, led the team in tackles, had an interception, defensive player of the week for his performance in that 42-21 win. And we mentioned, Mike Kelly and I mentioned during the broadcast, that on a day that it was all about assignment football, that we felt that you epitomized assignment football, that you did your job, you were where you were supposed to be to do what you were supposed to do. Was that a safe assessment?
Yeah, I think for the most part. I think there's one asterisk. There's one play. I can't go on the show and claim victory on that. There's one play that I did miss, and it was a long run. So credit to Davidson on that one. But I would agree with you. Yeah, for the most part, besides that one play, yeah, I think something I've taken pride in ever since, growing up through, high school and college now is being – all about the assignment, all about what the job is, executing the job, and trust factors into that as well. So trusting everyone else, because in option football, especially against a good team like Davidson, if your buddy or if you don't do your job, then a hole opens up somewhere or a weakness comes in your defense, and the ball finds a way to exploit that. So I'd say that's a safe assessment. Only the one asterisk.
Okay. And I'm not piling on here. I'm not piling on. But I'm going to go back to your freshman year.
Okay.
And another game in a different place where maybe you made a decision, you made a decision to, shall we say, freelance, and it was not a good decision. How much did you learn from that, from you look back at what you were then to where you are now?
Yeah, I think there's a big difference. I think understanding the defense is the number one factor that plays into that. So I thought I had a pretty good feel for it freshman year, and thinking I could maybe swing some things in some scenarios. But really, the more you study it, the more you get familiar with it, the more you realize you kind of have your own swim lane in a sense that you have to be in. If you venture out of that, some problems can occur. Like I said, the ball does just find a way to make you pay. So I think there's definitely been some growth there in the past few years, and I think coaches can remember the.
I can remember, I can remember, but it's part of that, as David was saying there, the growth,
yeah.
The maturity coming around. realizing how everything fits together. We're a very disciplined offense, very disciplined defense, and everybody has their swim lane. I like that analogy. That was a good one. Being in your lane, and if we do that, we can win.
Adam Trautman has his own swim lane, but he may be splashing on lanes either side of him because he can take up some space, and that's what you do. Mm-hmm. You are a big target out there. You're able to do a lot of things, both not just catching the ball, but blocking as well. I believe you've got a touchdown catch in every game so far this season.
Except for SEMO.
Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, but all right. But close.
Yeah, close. Yeah.
three out of four ain't bad.
Yeah.
And you've been able to kind of create a something unique within the offense. Talk about how you've done that, going from, you know, a guy that had not seen the field until last year to now where you're doing things that maybe are just kind of special, that aren't necessarily, you know, being drawn up for just anyone. They're kind of special for Adam Trautman.
Yeah, so really it just came down to, I mean, the way we used to – our tight end position used to be just like big blocker kind of guys. And when I made my switch from quarterback to tight end, that was what I felt I brought that was so different, was my athleticism. I could run matchup-wise, especially getting me in the slot and putting me on safeties, linebackers, and then even out on corners when we're playing some guys who are like 5'10". And I'm 6'5", so we can take advantage of that and use my body to get between the ball and the defender. So really, I think it just came down to my athleticism and then just having coaches that have really helped me. Obviously, Coach Wallace, my tight end coach, Coach King, really helped me with blocking because I had to get accustomed to that. And then Coach Fillmore is really great with helping me routes, setting up defenders, all that kind of stuff. So, I've had a lot of help, but it was definitely my athleticism that has created this new type of hybrid position.
And you've got – and you mentioned all three coaches, because I think it is kind of unique that you get coached up by three different guys in different ways. But I want to focus on Coach Wallace because he's, you know, good grief, he's forgotten more about football than anyone here at this table can – probably even knows.
Yes.
What does he bring to you?
Well, obviously experience, and he's been around a lot of different position groups at a lot of different places. So the experience is huge. And honestly, so he's a great coach, X's and O's technically, all that kind of stuff. But the big thing that I know our whole position group appreciates and our whole team is his, like we call it, his words of wisdom. He gives talks to us every week, but we hear it every day in our film room. And meetings with him, you know, it's the continued motivation just to be great. He wants that for everyone, and he will push you to do the best, even though, you know, he's in his 40-something year of coaching. He still brings it every day, and that's something you have to respect about him. And it gets you excited when you go out there and it's 95 degrees and hot. It gets you excited to practice and play for someone like that.
Well, Dayton Flyers are excited after a 1-0 start in the Pioneer Football League. The path to a league championship has begun, and the next stop on the way will be at Marist this coming Saturday. We'll talk about that. We'll also learn more about David Leisring and Adam Trautman off the football field as we continue the Rick Chamberlain Show. We are here live at Milano's on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. This is the station Dayton turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. WHIO Dayton Springfield. Your news starts now. Depend on it.
It's 7:30. I'm Jonah Adi with a WHIO News Update. Our top stories we're following. A woman facing charges in the case of a fatal accident involving a stolen vehicle. A deputy AG Rod Rosenstein's days on Capitol Hill could be numbered. And our top story, the saga of Kavanaugh continuing in Washington.
I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell. Showers tapering off, but more rain on the way. Even the threat for severe weather, my forecast coming up.
Well, WHIO Triple Team traffic. So far, the freeways are looking a little more clear. This hour, we're seeing a disabled vehicle on King Ridge Drive in Miami Township. And our top story on Capitol Hill, Democrats say new sexual allegations of misconduct against Judge Brett Kavanaugh should delay any proceedings on his Supreme Court nomination.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says there's only one way to avoid a he said, she said finger pointing.
A quiet, serious, thorough background check by the FBI.
Kavanaugh is now facing accusations of sexual misconduct from high school and college.
Fox's Jared Halpern says Kavanaugh unequivocally denies these allegations. Well, the UN today, President Trump said little on his embattled deputy attorney general.
We want to have transparency, we want to have openness, and I look forward to meeting with Rod at that time.
A number of reports this morning speculated that Rod Rosenstein would be fired or resigned today.
With local news every 15 minutes, this is WHIO Continuing News.
Bill, it's a story we're following. The Dayton woman accused of stealing a car that resulted in the fatal Moraine police chase is facing charges.
18-year-old Alyssa DeBrow is charged with grand theft. Mary Talby died after her car was spun into the path of a Moraine police cruiser during the chase. Reports show the cruiser was traveling at speeds up to 80 miles per hour at the time of the crash.
That's WHIO's Ron Otto. He says DeBrow is scheduled for arraignment on Thursday. Let's get a look at our weather forecast now. Here's Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell with the most accurate and dependable forecast.
Cloudy skies, still occasional showers around, tapering off briefly, but by morning there could be a few thunderstorms. 67 are low. Showers and thunderstorms on and off during the day Tuesday. One or two could be strong late in the day into the evening. A high of 77. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, KM 1290 at News 95.7 WHIO.
Well, the latest scan of the Doppler 7 radar shows the little bit of reduced visibility in some areas tonight as the rain begins to taper off into a drizzle and misty conditions. We're still seeing some steady rain north of Shelby County up in Auglaize County at this time. 66 degrees in Troy, 68 in Springfield, and 68 here in Dayton at 734. I'm Jonah Oddie, WHIO Continuing News.
Hi, it's Larry Hansgett. I was at Oktoberfest over the weekend. Did people want to talk to me about beer and brats? No, they wanted to talk about MyPillow. And I'll answer the questions for you that they asked me over the weekend. Yes, I do use MyPillow. Yes, it really does help me sleep better than ever. And yes, you need to get on board as well. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the Buy One, Get One free special. Use the promo code WHIO. You buy one, you get one free. So no pillow fights. You'll each have a great night's sleep with MyPillow. If you'd like to call, you can do that. 1-800-320-1481. That's 800-320-1481. Ask for the Buy One, Get One free special. And again, make sure you use the promo code WHIO. MyPillow is 100% made in the USA. Machine washable and dryable. Throw it in, comes out looking just like new. Everyone comes with a 10-year warranty, a 60-day money-back guarantee. I know you'll love MyPillow.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry Hansgen.
Hey, welcome back to Milano's here on Brown Street. The Dayton Flyers are 2-2. They had a 42-21 win over Davidson in the Pioneer Football League opener this past Saturday at home. Now on the road this week, going to Marist in Poughkeepsie, New York, the Hudson Valley. And, of course, if you're not making that trip, we'll have all the action for you here on the home of the Flyers. We are joined not by just the coach, Rick Chamberlain, but also by senior safety David Leisring, a senior academically but a junior football-wise, Adam Trautman, tight end slash hybrid. We'll call him. He's let's call him the FCS version of Gronk. It would be the best way to describe Adam Trautman, who's off to a fine start this season, as is David Leisring. And Dayton is off to a good start in the PFL with a win in the opener over a Davidson team. And we're going to talk a little bit about Marist coming up. But just in general, when you look at the PFL, I think maybe Davidson might be a case in point of just an overall improvement by the league.
Definitely, Larry. The league's been in existence about 25 years now. And I've said it over the last 10 years especially, I felt like the quality of football playing ability at the majority of the schools was getting better, much better. When the league first started, there was a couple schools, ourselves, maybe Drake, that really kind of was the front runner. And over the years, teams have gotten better and better and better. I mean, all you have to do is look to Valparaiso just last year and how much improvement they've made over the last few years. I think Davidson's on the same track. And that means the administration has made that commitment at each of these schools that football is important to them, and they're going to do whatever they can in support of their programs to help them become better programs.
What was it in preparing for Davidson this time, what was the biggest thing that jumped out at you on tape?
What jumped out on me was the confidence that they were playing with. I mean, they were out. You could see it on the film there. They knew what they were going to do offensively and defensively. There was no hesitation. There wasn't a lot of standing around and kind of looking at one another. They were right on what they were wanting to accomplish there. And they played hard and they played fast. Because when you're confident, that's how you're going to play. And that was what I was seeing out of this Davidson team. And I told Coach Abel after the game, I said, you've done a great job with this group. I said, this program's definitely better than it has been the last couple years.
So Davidson might make a little noise in the PFL. Who knows? They're just one game in, as are the Dayton Flyers. And Flyers are on the road at Marist this week. Usually we wait till later on in the hour to do our profile, if you will, of our student athletes. But David Leisring's got some type of commitment. You've got you're on so many campus organizations, what have you. Probably you probably called a meeting for Eric Spina, and he's meeting you at your house that you want to tell him what you think about how the university needs to be run. But so we're going to kind of shift up to, you know, learning about these guys off the football field a little earlier, because David does need to go. So I started with you, David. First of all, senior, what are you majoring in?
Sure, finance, and with a minor in accounting.
Okay, finance major. What do you want to do?
So I'm actually in the interview process right now, looking to hopefully get into a prestigious or well-known financial rotational program. So rotational programs that put you in a lot of different areas in your first 2 or 3 years with the company, being able to see different sides of a business, maybe supporting different lines or different functional areas, what have you. But really, I think that is something that I want to do, just because of the experience, having a few different tools in your tool bag that you can kind of look to and build on in your later career. So the rotational program is what I'm
so
working on right
you're
now.
You're in the interview process. You've had some interviews already, and if people are listening right now and they want to contact you,
sure,
contact football office. They can hook you up.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
All right. Okay. So now I know you're very involved outside of just, being a football player. You were involved in the student academic advisory committee, correct?
Yep.
All right. What does that do?
Sure. So the student athlete advisory committee is a kind of a dual functioning group on campus made up of student athletes. And there's a small number of representatives per team that make up the student athlete advisory committee. So we've got this condensed version of what our student athlete body looks like at University of Dayton. What the representatives do are basically a lot of intermediary roles. So you might bring up a voice or a concern that a teammate has, whether it's on a governance issue or maybe improvement on really your experience at the University of Dayton. So being that voice for the student athletes, apart from governance and being that voice, we also have a service arm that of the committee that we like to use our status as student athletes to inspire, to be a positive role model in the community. So we do a lot of different things with partnerships with local schools, local elementary schools, Blairwood, if you have heard of that elementary school, and other organizations and foundations like the Miami Valley Down Syndrome Association. So do a little bit of everything, but we're just an intermediary role for our student athletes.
Within the athletic community, I think Dayton football players are unique within that bigger community. Mm-hmm. What is it you're able to do to represent your fellow Flyer football players to the rest of the student athletic world?
I think we're just able to show, you know, the, like Coach Chamberlain said, the well-roundedness of this football team. You've got a lot of guys that want to do things outside of football, want to get involved in other areas with other student athletes, and I think that's a great way to not only expand your network, but to just be a better version of yourself. So I think there's that part that plays into it.
Best class you've taken at the University of Dayton?
Oh, that's a tough one.
It doesn't have to be in your major. It could have been.
Yeah. There's a lot that aren't, honestly. Actually, right now, I'll go on a little story. So I'm big into Excel. I'm taking an advanced Excel modeling class, financial modeling class. So that tells you a little bit about myself. I get amped up about Excel. That's my thing.
Okay. And the one class you said, why am I here? Why am I even sitting here right now? Mention the professor name.
I think freshman, I mean, philosophy, I guess, was one. That's a pretty common one, I'm assuming. I get the thinking outside the box. And I didn't mind writing at all. But I thought I'd... I saw the use after that. I should say that.
Okay.
I saw the use
after. All right. So when you're not philosophizing or looking at Excel or in the weight room, in the practice field, what have you, what's David Leisring do for fun?
I try to find as many outdoor games as I can, or yard games. I'm big into yard games. So from Cincinnati, love cornhole. I don't know if. On the west side of Cincinnati, it's big. I love cornhole. Can jam is a fun one that we play at the house. So I'm actually housemates with Adam here. Just anything outside, usually you can find me out there in the yard.
All right. David Leisring with us here. And if you're looking for someone with a finance degree, get in touch with the football office, and maybe they'll get you together and you can and hook up and start his professional career with your company. Adam Troutman here with us as well. Adam, your major?
I'm an electrical engineering major.
With the thought of doing what?
So I've had a couple internships. One was mainly design, and then the one I did this past summer was technical sales. So the sales side of engineering, which is definitely what I want to do. I'm almost 100% positive.
So you'll know how something works, and then you'll sell it.
Exactly, yeah. And it's not, like, you have to know the technical side of it, but it's not, like, super, super, super technical. So I think that's perfect for me, and I've already accepted the same internship they already reoffered me from last summer, and it's for Eaton, so, yeah, I'm excited about it.
Okay, best class you've taken?
I'll do one not related to my major. Definitely History 275 with Professor
one.
George DeMarco.
Okay, all right.
I forgot about that.
It's not even close.
Okay, all right.
That is my favorite.
I might audit that one myself.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, no, that's the most lively class. He's always jumping up and down. Oh my gosh, it's awesome.
So, all right, so some class probably for your major that you said, boy, if I didn't have to take this, I wouldn't.
So for my major,
it could be another.
Okay.
Any class you just said. Nah.
I'll go for my major. There was this randomness and probability engineering, randomness and probability, and it was so foreign looking, and no one knew what was going on in it. And I took it around, and I was like, "Am I ever going to use this?" And I even, like, I asked my dad, especially, because he was an electrical engineer. He's like, dude, I've never seen that in my life. And he's like, there's no way you have to use that, especially in sales. So I was like, okay, all right, get me out of this.
So he wrote you a note. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, what do you do for fun then?
Harass Dave. No, but me and my roommates, we're really, really close, and we like to joke around.
Okay, besides David, who would that group include?
Okay, so Will Bobek, he's a senior quarterback, Tim Rell, senior center, and Christian McDermott, senior linebacker. So probably the most fun thing that we do is we come back from practice or on a Monday when we don't have anything, and we literally will just sit in our living room and just talk about random stuff and mess with each other. We're big into video games, too. So a lot of NBA, 2K, Fortnite.
Yeah, NHL.
For Dave. NHL. So we are always, like, competing, too, I guess you could say. Just always finding ways to be better than each other, I guess.
Okay. Well, the competition continues. Yeah. And the competition continues for the rest of the Dayton Flyers as well this Saturday. It'll be at Marist. We're going to talk about that as we continue. The Rick Chamberlain Show, we are live at Milano's here on Brown Street.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO.
Now the three big things you need to know. The top stories we're following this hour. A Xenia teacher pleading guilty in a sexual assault case. The rain going to be dying down tonight, but it may come back in full force tomorrow morning. And our top story following the latest on Kavanaugh as his accuser says she plans to testify before the Senate Judiciary Committee on Thursday. You're never more than 15 minutes from Dayton's top stories. I'm Jonah Oddie, WHIO Continuing News.
Hello, it is I, thine king. Today, I speaketh on behalf of Bud Light and the most sacred of traditions, the tailgate. In my days as a collegiate liege, I hosted the very first tailgate in yon woods. We didn't have coolers or sports. We were basically just in the woods. But we had Bud Light, so a tailgate it was. Anyway, I invite you to continue my legacy and enjoy Bud Light courtesy of me at your tailgate. Also courtesy of me. Dilly dilly.
Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer, AB, St. Louis, Missouri.
For 20 years, Clothes That Work has been giving people the clothing and confidence they need to gain and maintain employment. Help them help others by attending the Fashioning Futures Luncheon. The event takes place on October 25th and features former clients as models who walk the runway in a fashion show. Guests will be treated to lunch and a unique shopping experience featuring designer goods. Learn more at clothesthatwork.org. This airtime provided by Neighbors Helping Neighbors. Underwriters include White Allen and Dyer Garofalo Mann and Schultz.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Find the place that you can call home with help from OFA. The Ohio Housing Finance Agency provides down payment assistance, lower interest rates, and more to help Ohioans purchase the homes of their dreams. OFA also funds the development of affordable housing across the state to help families, seniors, and individuals find safe, quality housing. For more information on how OFA can help you, visit our website at www.ohiohome.org. Sponsored by the Ohio Housing Finance Agency, aired by the OAB and this station.
Cloudy skies, still occasional showers around, tapering off briefly, but by morning there could be a few thunderstorms. 67 are low. Showers and thunderstorms on and off during the day Tuesday. One or two could be strong late in the day into the evening. A high of 77. I'm Chief Meteorologist Eric Elwell at the Miami Valley Severe Weather Station, KM 1290 at News 95.7 WHIO.
The Rick Chamberlain Show, live from Milano's Atlantic City Subs on Brown Street. AM 1290 and News 95.7 WHIO. Here's Larry.
Hey, welcome back here. Yeah, I'm just so excited. Welcome back to Milano's here on Brown Street, the Rick Chamberlain Show. We do this every Monday night, 7-8. We talk a little Dayton Flyer football as the Flyers are now 2-2 on the season, but 1-0 in the Pioneer Football League. And the path to a league championship and automatic berth in the FCS playoffs began last week with a 42-21 win over Davidson. You turned a chapter, Coach. Yep. You went from non-conference, which mattered, to conference, which really matters. But consistently moving forward, do you feel like you just continued to make progress overall?
Oh, we are, Larry. And our offense, I think, they've been pretty consistent from the first game on here. And with the change of Jack Cook now in at the offense there, I think Jack has growing there. He had his best game Saturday, percentage-wise, as far as his efficiency and the way Coach Hoyne graded him. It was his best game, so that's good to see. Defensively, I thought we grew some there, too. We made some different movements there at the linebacker position, and I think that it was a good move. And Jake Burkle and Matt Wright now are being out there at the same time instead of Jake backing up Matt. And I think that helped our defense to play better. So there is growth. What I really like, Larry, is the consistency of our kicking game, really in all areas. And it was good to see Joe Bruni kicked a field goal for us, 33 yards. Unfortunately, they called a penalty, which on film, we're still shaking our head. We don't know where it came from, but he made it. He made it. And so that's a good sign for us, Larry, because you know we've struggled here these first three games with our kicking, place kicking.
One guy who's not struggled, though, Sean Smith, and he was the Pioneer Football League Special Teams Player of the Week, averaged 42 yards a kick. None of his punts returned. They were all inside the 20. Leads the PFL in touchbacks as far as kickoffs are concerned. And the Offensive Player of the Week, Tucker Yinger, and a testament, I think, to patience and poise. 5 yards in the first half. Mm-hmm. I think a lesser individual would have not played the way he did in the second half. But he came out, just stayed the course, did his thing. Lo and behold, he scores 3 touchdowns, stayed and wins.
Exactly, and that was what we were talking about earlier. We're really proud of how the players just stuck to the game plan. And they knew, hey, what we want to do can be successful. And there was nobody panicking and said, well, I got to do this now. I better do this. Tucker trying to take it all onto himself and try to do things that we hadn't practiced. There was none of that. And he had a much better second half, like you said.
Talking about the Dayton defense and David Leisring at safety, you've got a view of the defense. If you know, up front, in front of you, you're seeing new people at linebacker, a lot of new people up front. I mean, the front seven, those guys in front of you, a lot of new faces. And how have you seen those people that are in front of you improve from day one to where we are now?
I think the biggest improvement that they've had, which has been a huge improvement, is the comfortable nature of being out there on the field. So on game one and game two, game one, obviously, everyone has a little bit of nerves. Game two, we play a really tough opponent at SEMO. Game three is similar to SEMO. We play a really tough opponent. And you saw on guys' faces, and you kind of get the feel, man, this is a tough job, and, you know, sometimes you could see that there wasn't doubt, but there was just there's a confidence level that you could definitely feel from those games to this game. So I could really see that come into play here, especially against this Davidson team, where you could really focus in on your assignment and execute the job. So from that point, that's been the biggest growth for us, for the front seven, I think.
Adam Troutman, this offense has been clicking from day one. I mean, not to sound braggadocious, but do you feel like anyone has been able to stop you?
We talk about it every week, and the amount of confidence that we have in ourselves right now, we never feel like we're out of the game. So I think the only person, anyone who stopped us is ourselves. And that's, like, some people just say that, but we firmly believe that. I mean, we put up, I think, like close to 450 yards every single game except for this last one, but we only had 50 plays, something like that, so 392 yards on 50 plays is pretty remarkable. And I mean, especially the first three games when we're playing against these scholarship teams with bigger fronts, bigger, longer DBs, and we're pumping out 450 yards on these guys, like, that is very, very impressive, and that has given us all the confidence in the world to continue that and going into PFL play. And we'll get more experience obviously as we go, and we're feeling pretty good about ourselves right now.
I think the offensive numbers would be even a little better were it not for some holding penalties, which mm-hmm. I'm not sure were entirely legitimate, because I saw there was one. I mean, we don't talk about officiating, mm-hmm. but there was a holding penalty on Ben Gauthier.
On the screen.
And I've never seen Ben Gauthier that emotional. I mean, and that told me that might have been a bad call just by the way he was reacting.
That was a good read on Ben there too, because he was upset. Ben, if he gets caught for holding, and he is holding, he just kind of gives you that, oh, me like that. But that, on that call, he couldn't believe it. He was beside himself.
Well, and it was not that much earlier that he was out on the edge and backed off a block, mm-hmm. that could have been a potential penalty. So that right. tells me that if Ben's going to hold, it's going to be to avoid a sack. It's not
right.
going to be because he's out in space.
No. And that's why on film, Larry, we don't see anything, but official saw something there, but Ben was vividly upset there.
All right, yeah. So enough of that. That was then. This is yeah. now. 42-21 win over Davidson on to Marist this week.
Yep.
What can you tell us about the Red Foxes?
The Red Foxes, just their typical team. Larry, we're going to see a team that's very talented. We always feel like, as coaches, they have some of the best talent in the league. When you talk about receivers, DBs, linebackers, running backs, very good at those positions. And then what you add upon that is their edge that they carry with themselves. They are very confident in who they are and how they play, and they're not bashful to tell you about it either. They have that swagger about themselves. When they walk out onto the field, it's a very physical game. It'll be a challenge for us this coming week.
David Leistring, what are you going to do between now and Saturday for this Dayton defense to be even better than it was a few days ago?
I think you just got to hit the film a little bit harder. So doing that will help you adjust going from a triple option team where you are zeroed in and focused on one thing and one thing only to a very talented spread offense which has a lot of weapons, which can do a lot of different things. So it takes a few days to really get used to that switch up, and that's a pretty drastic one from a DB and from a defensive standpoint. So I think hitting the film a little bit harder and pushing our scout guys to give us the looks that they always do is going to be key this week.
Adam Troutman, what do you do this week to make life miserable for Marist come Saturday?
Definitely, just like David said, film. Their front and their defense is different from what we've seen thus far. Just from a front standpoint and the way they use their hands, how they try to get off blocks, all that kind of stuff. So just about working on that and maybe getting some of the scout team guys to simulate it as best you can so that you're ready for Saturday. And then obviously practice is very important to us.
Coach, point of emphasis this week.
Point of emphasis is we're making less mistakes. We want to keep working on it so we have even fewer mistakes, both on offense, defense, and just continue to play with the poise that we've shown in these first four games.
All right, Dayton at Marist coming up on Saturday. We'll be on the road with the Flyers, Mike Kelly and I. Will have the call for you here on WHIO Radio. Then we're back here next Monday night to talk about it on another edition of the Rick Chamberlain Show. On behalf of our crew here tonight, our engineer producers, Griff Getz, and also Caleb McLeod, our student athletes, Adam Troutman and David Leistring, and of course the coach, Rick Chamberlain. I'm Larry Hanskin. Have a great week, everyone, and go Flyers!
From our downtown Dayton McAfee Heating and Air Studios, WHIO AM Dayton, WHIO FM Pleasant Hill, a Cox Media Group station.